Yeah. All the ladies say ho. All the hoes say
ho. Say
ha ha ha. Yeah. Here we go. A-Town. C-Folk. Cut Master Swift down your soda. Shout it.
Solutions, love puts on by. Trying to block my shine just ain't gonna happen, so don't try.
Why?
Every time I get on this microphone, I like to spit. Ink ain't hit up after hit. This penmanship is so legit. I came equipped like a prophylactic. Now they riding big. Like solid on these suckers out here trying to buy their bitch. Now they rich. Try to convince everybody to trick off for the truth.
The producer been messing up, y'all. That was me. My bad.
Fuck the intro all the way.
Oh, man. It was already messed up, man. I pressed the button.
Nah, you like Goldberg. You remember that time Goldberg was waiting on the smoke and stuck his head out? Smoke didn't even come out. Fire didn't come out. Let me scoot up a little bit. Just make sure this shit on and pop.
My bad, y'all, man. My bad. I messed up the intro.
Drinking that old dry ass gin. Gonna kill your ass.
I know, man.
But anyway, I'm GL.
And I'm Shaki.
And this is 100 Proof Radio. Thank you, thank you.
Episode 8, GL.
Episode 8. Man, that's 8 weeks, man. 8 weeks strong.
I said,
man,
something to you a couple days ago. I said, man, I can't wait for our 100th episode, man. We should have a big party or something. And then you quickly brought me to reality and said, you know, it's like 2 years away, right? I'm like, damn. I guess it is.
Yeah.
I guess it is, man. Yeah. But, you know, hopefully we on Sirius Radio or something by then.
Yeah, hopefully I will. Hopefully we'll be on some type of major network or anything because, you know, my numbers up, ratings up, people listen, people call, you know, and I just appreciate everybody that listen. I appreciate who don't. I even appreciate the people that told me they was going to listen and don't listen. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Man, continuing with this theme of being a rough 2016, man, I want to get a little business out the way real quick. One of my loved ones lost her father this past week, and her family needs a little bit of help or whatever, taking care of some of the funeral costs or whatever. She created a GoFundMe page for Marshall Serency. It's posted on my page, and I'm going to post it on the show page soon, too. But that's Marshall Serency, Surrency. And just if y'all can go donate anything to help out with some funeral costs, I'd appreciate it. So, you know, keep praying your prayers and, you know, we'll do best we can. All right. Now, show just started. We got somebody ready here to talk. Go ahead. Whenever I'll let you in, go ahead and say your name and where you're from and, you know, whatever you got to chop it up with about. Welcome, caller. What's up?
Hey, now what's going on, man? What's going on? This is Raw Dog.
What's up, Raw Dog?
Hey, let's do it, man. I'm doing pretty good. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you just well, man. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing pretty good.
Okay, then. Welcome to the 100 Proof Radio Show. I got this thing off the ground. Shout out to Raw Dog, the first, you know, to put me on my comedy shit. So I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, letting everybody know that really got me started on that comedy shit. I'm coming back out of comedian retirement, if I said that right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I will be back soon.
Right. We got a new comedy club coming in town that while we're hitting you up about. We got to bring national names in. On the coming spot right at the corner of the Parkway and our Governor's. We remodeling the whole building over there. Coming to club by Zany's, you know, out of Nashville. And
okay.
It's tied into a national level. And I wanted you to know. I wanted you to definitely know that was coming in town. But, man, you guys, man, y'all doing good, man. We proud of you guys. My wife is sitting right here, Veronica.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up? I will be there. You know I am back. I'm coming out. Hey, I appreciate the information because you know to write me down because I will be there to light that motherfucker up, and you know I will. You know.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. We got national agent that not only going to book your logo, they'll book you all over the country, you know, all over the country. And it's right now it's over 500 different showrooms. And this right here, not including this one, it's over 500 different showrooms. But, we want to touch base, man. We're proud of you, man. You keep it going, dog. Keep it rolling.
Okay. Appreciate you, Raw Dog, for calling in, man. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Raw Dog. Have a good one, man.
All right. Do the same. All right.
Appreciate Rob Dolph calling in, jumping the show off. I guess that's to everybody taking care of a little business right now. But yeah, man, how was your week, man? What's the chronicles of the post office, the postman today? What happened to the postman?
Okay, well, two good things happened to me. Well, first of all, other day I was walking out of my mail truck. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking mailman. So I walk across this, you know, this long driveway with this package. I see this white boy through the mirror. Fucking the hell out this white woman. He was tearing her ass up. So, you know, me being the pervert that I am, you know, I walked back and forth by the window twice just to make sure to see what I was noticing. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking to myself, and then I said, damn, the white boy dropped back. He got a little iron on him, don't he? She in there hollering. So, you know me, I dropped the package all loud and looked back. He looking at me. Smiling, he ain't stopped though. I said, oh, he got some black in him somewhere. You know, the nigga won't stop on that nut. He ain't gonna stop. He still gonna get that nut. He don't give a damn police knocking at the door. He don't give a shit.
Oh man.
And then another thing that I was just saying, shout out to, I ain't gonna say his name because I don't know if I can get in trouble, but he's an old guy on my route. He always told me he leave a good Christmas present. I just don't hope he die. Please don't die. Don't die on me before Christmas comes, because I need my Christmas gift. So I hope it lasts at least 26.
Oh, no.
Besides then, I had a pretty decent week, though, man. How your week went, man?
My week is normal, man. I ain't doing nothing. I'm grinding, trying to make money. I've been trying to keep an eye on you. I didn't even tell you we was going to talk about it today. All right. Let me tell y'all, man. Last week, man, after work, I bumped into GL at damn Walmart. I went into that Walmart or whatever. And you know, I be like, man, this dude gonna join Illuminati and not even bring me in. I went up there and this dude had a watch with a space watch from, I don't know, it was the iPhone 12 watch. Man, he had that on there talking to it like it's there, like he from the damn Jetsons.
I am from the Black.
And he, you know, I was like, man, what you doing here, GL, man? So I'm just getting some water. I'm thinking this dude finna get, like, some Aquafina. He done went and got the jug, like he worked at the, like the office cooler jug. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got, and, you know, I never really noticed that he had them in his house. You know what I'm saying? He got one. But this motherfucker, he bought six of them. I was like, damn, how many can you drink? And he wasn't talking about... So that's my, well, it's gonna last for a while. He didn't care about knowing how much it costs. So I believe he didn't join Illuminati on the low.
Yeah, I'm trying to get in there. I'm just still working out the kinks, man. I'm trying to get the kinks out.
I said, dude, you rich.
Nah, I ain't rich, man. That's you. I'm broke.
Oh man, I said, GL, this dude right here. I couldn't hate to talk about him. I couldn't wait to talk about him. I said, man, I can't believe this. I'm gonna tell our listeners about how this dude perpetrate like he ain't got no money.
Tell me that water ain't good though. That's the best water. That's holy water you drink.
Now, I ain't gonna sit there and let GL lie to y'all, man. What did I ask you? I said, man, I bet you made some good Kool-Aid with that. He said, I don't drink Kool-Aid. I was like, wow.
I don't drink Kool-Aid.
I was like, wow.
It's Sunny D in my refrigerator.
I said, wow.
Do you still drink Kool-Aid?
Yeah, not often, but I drink it. As long as it's made diabetical, is what I'm told.
I ain't drunk Kool-Aid all the time, man.
Oh man, it was kind of. I wouldn't even say it was dead in the city this weekend, because a lot of people went to the Classic A&M versus Alabama State. You know, shout out to the Bulldogs. Alabama A&M, they won by 1 point in overtime. I know they was hurting. They gave them the Jordan face meme, the crying Jordan face on the Hornet.
is that
Alabama?
I mean, is that
A&M
first win or anything?
Shit, I don't know. I know they won too many games, but hey, as long as they win that one, that's like the Iron Bowl.
Well, yeah, I feel. You know, shout out to A&M then. Shout out to all the A&M students that didn't graduate. You know, A&M probably still owe you some money. I understand, but at least they won the game.
Shout out to the ones that I'm not even gonna say.
I'll say it. 100 proof, right?
Hey, 100, keep 100. They put their group of Greek letters above God. I'm gonna get in trouble.
Oh,
seen they was talking, they went in on the dude, I think his name Lil Fake, with Ludacris.
What happened?
He wore an AKA jersey. You know what I'm saying?
The green,
pink and green.
Ain't this for women?
Yeah, it's for women. You know
what
I'm saying?
What the fuck he got that on for?
I don't know, man. I think he said something about trying to bring awareness to breast cancer or something.
You could have put a pink shirt on there. Don't put that on.
Hey, but they was mad, too. I was reading them comments on Facebook, and they was mad. Somebody need to snatch him up. Everybody being, you know what I'm saying? They sitting there talking crazy on the internet, and they ain't did nothing about it either.
Shout out to Ludacris. He still rock with Lil Fate. I thought Lil Fate was dead.
I guess. Hey, Shauna gone, and I-20, I don't think he's still there.
But he ain't now.
So I guess Lil Fate must be a real friend.
Yeah.
Now, Lil Fade, the one that don't rap, he just get money from him. He just stay with him. So whenever they go out shopping, he go ahead and get him some shoes, too.
Yeah, yep.
So he ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, you're right. But I don't got to be saying.
Oh, man, what else? Do you remember going to – I need to shout out my homeboy, man, if he ever call him to the show. I ain't even going to shout him out because he ain't called him to the show yet.
So fuck you, homeboy.
I just remember going to Classic and helping sell CDs, man. It used to be so fun. And then it got cold as hell out there. It was so damn cold.
You had me selling CDs. Me and Willie was trying to whoop his ass one night.
Oh, man, we was out there selling CDs in 15-degree weather, man.
And this motherfucker won't even give you ass a hamburger.
He's
not going to talk to you, motherfucker.
Hey, we're going to talk bad about you calling.
So you see fucking J-Rock the Sniper. You tell him I'm looking for him, goddammit.
It was just funny, man. It was a good time. I had a good time, man. I wouldn't say all the world. We went all around the country with that dude.
Yeah,
having fun.
Yeah, he got a Rolex Perkins off the ground. I will say he had us out there in the nighttime with shovels and shit in our pocket at the Roll Tide Stadium. White girls go live. He holler out, motherfucker, Roll Tide.
Man, we had so much fun doing that, man.
Good old days, man. That's 10 years already, though.
Yeah,
believe
man.
That's 10 years ago.
Man, who dragged who out last night, Jill, when we went out for Halloween? Who dragged who out? Did I drag you out or you dragged me out?
I dragged you. I told you I was going.
And, you know, I don't get out too often like that. It was about time to go out and have some fun. Man, I thought we was going to see a million Harley Quinns out there from Suicide Squad.
It wasn't that many, though.
I seen two of them on there.
Woo, they had that white girl with that Wonder Woman suit on.
Oh, I didn't see her Wonder Woman.
She was to the left by the other girl.
I seen the girl that had the Victoria Angel, the Victoria's Secret. Hey, she had on panties.
She had on panties in this. I said, hey. And I think she was, but the only fucked up part about it, you see that little screen was hanging from the back. I started to go back and yank it and be like, what come out of here?
you already getting nasty already.
But it was true. Hey, but she still looked good.
Don't pull a plug out, man.
Pull a fucking Kool-Aid all on the plug.
Don't say that. let's dial it back to 95 proof. Not 100 proof on that one. Oh, man. But, no, it was funny. It's just funny how some of these people, they had their costumes. They took it serious, man. I remember this one dude was dressed as Apocalypse from the new X-Men movie. This girl, bad chick, walked up to him. He said, you're from Guardians of the Galaxy. And then he said, yep. I was like, bitch, you lying. You fucking Apocalypse from a whole different movie.
He didn't even know who he was.
Nah, he knew who he was, but the girl was in his face and she was cute. So he goes, she would have said, you're wearing Waldo, aren't you? He was like, yep.
Yeah, you're right. They was shout out to the Apocalypse. That was a fine ass costume he had. He had fucking lights on that bitch and everything. I said he
shout out to the dude dressed like Tyrone Bigum.
If you could have seen it, I couldn't get a picture with him because it was so dark in there. But that's the best Tyrone Bigum I have ever seen. Like, you know, I seen one. Well, now he was really Tyrone. Downtown. He was just a homeless man. You know what I'm saying? He was a real Tyrone impersonator business. What do you want to say? It was good.
And real talk, man, I can't believe we actually got into those white clubs last night, man. Like, I remember the year before, you know what I'm saying? They wouldn't let me in when I had, I think I had on the I don't know, my skull cap or something. I had something on my head.
It was
head.
A shade.
It wasn't that well, it was something. Nah, it's been several times I've had one article of clothes and they said I couldn't get in on. I remember once. Oh, I remember. This is the time I didn't get a chance to get in because I had on polo boots.
Yeah, I was with you that night.
I had
to go to the bathroom.
I had polo boots and they wouldn't let me in. I said, "Man, this is Halloween. I can't get in with polo boots." This dude had a real sword, a whole sword, and got in there.
Yep, sharp too.
And I couldn't get in with some polo boots. It's a dude what looked like his head was chopped off.
Nigga.
And I couldn't get in.
That's nigga.
I can't believe they did me like that, Jeff. I'm about to ruin the night that time.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let me in because I had on polo boots.
Yeah, well, we went through the back door anyway, motherfucker.
Oh, man. But I seen a whole bunch of, you know, attractive women with these, you know, I want to call them lame, but let's just say, you know, facially challenged dudes. Yeah, man. they, you know what I'm saying, not to be judging them, but with, you know when you can do better. You know what I'm saying? The women, I'll be like, dang, you with that guy? There's no way.
You don't remember when we parked up on the garage, that white dude had a bad bitch with him. Ugly as hell. But you see that kind of car he was in? I said, man, what kind of car is that? I didn't know what kind of car it was.
Well, you know what it is? It's something we've talked about for years, man. You got to dominate your level. So women, I learned that when I brought that to you, because I think I know who told you about it. I learned that from women, because women, I was like, man, how are they getting these dudes to do all this stuff for them? I was like buying them this, taking them on trips, and I'm like, and you know, I got plenty of homegirls and stuff. And they're like, nah, I ain't even had sex with him. I was like, and he doing all that, like all that, because he's trying to get you. And I'm just like, man, like what is it? But you know, basically, if she, you know, if she's like a, you know, we can say she about a six.
Yeah.
See, all she gotta do is get her dude that's a three. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And he drinking champagne out of booty hole. You know what I'm saying?
Through a coffee straw.
He doing whatever he can to get with her, man.
But you got, like you said, we always talk about it, man. You got to dominate your level. Yes.
It's real simple. It's real simple math. I'm gonna tell y'all how to do it, man. If you a dude and you wanna have more success when you go out to the club, let's just say that you feel like you're an eight. You know what I'm saying? That you're a guy that's an eight, you got a nice little swag about you or something. Anything, any woman that's under an eight, you shouldn't have too much trouble getting.
We'll say seven. Knock it down.
I mean, you got to have some kind of confidence, because, you know, they eat it. They eat that confidence up, too.
You're right.
Your confidence might make you think you're an eight when you're really a six.
That's what I'm saying.
So go ahead and round down, fellas.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
go 1 point down from what you're looking for.
So if you were an eight, or you feel like you're eight, go ahead and get you a seven. And 9 times out of 10, she's going to give you some play because she's going to feel like she's lucky to have you.
Yeah.
That's what they've been doing to us since the beginning.
Since Eve was fucking with Adam.
But, you know, that's what you do. You have a lot more success when you go out. If you just, you ain't always got to go for a 10. That's why you call them a bitch, because you ain't got no business with her no way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fellas, if you got a fucking... If you know you fat and cock-eyed, but you got a lot of money, holler at the bitch that's a five that you can get them on home to you. Use some of your money as your power. If you don't go holler at the 10, get you a three. They all got pussy.
You'll have a lot more fun, and she'll be a lot more, you know, happy to service you. She'll be a lot more happy. That's the reason why you can go home with her on the first night, because she lucky to have you, man.
Yeah.
And the only reason I say that is because they've been doing us like that forever. You know what I'm saying? Forever they've been doing that.
Since my mama got my daddy. Ever since I remember.
We was young sitting there trying to, all us trying to get the baddest chick possible and wonder why half of our feelings hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She looking at you like, what the hell? What do you mean? And the other thing was like, oh, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you sitting there, you know, going outside the level. Just go ahead and round down a little bit. That don't mean you got to get married to her. But, you know, your chances of keeping her a lot if she feel like she's lucky to have you. Because whenever you overachieve, you're doing everything you can to keep that motherfucker.
Yes.
That's pretty much how it goes. That's how you get the trips.
The trips, the champagne, the stank, all that good stuff. That's how you get it.
Oh, man.
Speaking on service.
Go ahead, Gia. What are we talking about?
What, my man, you got to tell them a story about...
Which one?
The man running the service.
Huh? Which one are you talking about?
On the news.
Oh! okay, man.
We on it. Service.
Yeah, speaking of servicing, man. I ran across this story of this guy in Missouri. They was tricking women. Let me go ahead and shoot, before we start getting into our subjects, man, let me go ahead and give y'all that number, because I ain't gave it to y'all yet. The call-in number is 215-383-5878. If you want to call in, chop it up with us. putting your 2 cents on whatever we're talking about, whether you agree or disagree. If you're scared to call, then we got a chat that you can sign up for. It only take a second. Log in through your Facebook.
Put a fake name.
If you're scared, use a fake name or something, man. We ain't going to call you out.
If you call the number, just say your name fucking Big Toe. I don't give a fuck. Just say something.
But anywho, yeah, man, I was reading this article about this dude from Missouri that was tricking women into having sex with him. So what his hustle was, he's a photographer, and he created some pages and fake businesses, you know what I'm saying? He was with Playboy, and he would get girls to come audition. And so, you know, they said this thing, you know, in porn where you have a, it's called a casting call, and basically women audition to be porno stars. And they, you know, the guy was sitting there telling them, you know, you go ahead and audition, you have sex with the director or whoever the shooter is, he camcorded it, and then he sent it to, like, the big companies to get you a contract to show them what you can do or whatever. So this dude figured he'd do that, you know what I'm saying, and promised these women that he's going to put them on or whatever.
Kind of sound like some motherfuckers I know around here.
But I don't know what you're talking about, but...
Well, I'm saying...
Somebody would do it, promise to put them on?
Promise to put them on.
Well, we'll get to that part in a second. So anyways, the guy, you know, after a while, he done had sex with these girls or whatever. And after a while, like, where's my money for doing this scene? Or why am I not put on yet? Why am I not, like, getting contact with nobody, you know, no, you know, big agency? And they would, and he would be like, he would just go ahead and send threaten to send the tapes to their boss, their job, or their boyfriends or whatever. And, you know, eventually he ended up getting caught. And they sit there and they charged this dude. Well, he wasn't charged, but he had 21 federal counts of, like, you know, rape by deception.
A sodomy.
You know, and all that stuff. What do you think, Jay? You think that he can do that? You know what I'm saying?
I think it's okay. Because if you're a woman and you decide to go fuck this man for nothing, or because he told you he was going to get something, if that's the case, I should have been in jail too. Because every man out here done promised a bitch something that he was going to do and didn't do it and still got some pussy. Don't you think so? I think we done all told a couple of lies and a couple, girl, you know I'm going to take your ass to Applebee's. If you give me some of that pussy and then you get the pussy, then the pussy ain't all that. You don't want to take them to Applebee's no more. So I ain't mad at them.
So, you know, do you think that, you know, they did it for money? So if they would have got the money, is that prostitution? Because you done paid.
Yes,
I mean,
you
got paid for having sex with this dude.
Yes, it is. So I shout out to all the women that's getting paid for sex. You are a prostitute. So, yes, you is. So, I totally agree with him lying to these hoes. Fuck him. He did that over 7 bitches. All 7 of y'all, he shouldn't get in trouble for. That's how I see it. Get
so,
mad.
So basically, all he did
you.
Was lie for pussy.
That's all he did was lie. What
like
person
said,
don't
lie?
Lie
all the time.
We lie all the time. I'm lying now. I'd have promised some girls the world. No, I ain't got it.
So, you know what I'm saying? Really, it's kind of like a slap in the face to people that have been legit raped. Like, you walk in the alley and dude then took you somewhere. Like,
yeah.
You done walked into it. You knew you were having sex. Like,
what is
somebody call and tell me I'm wrong. Because I think that, I mean, you got tricked. Are you 15?
Yeah. What a bitch is that now? Hold on. First of all, I know them was white women. And I ain't trying to be funny. Because you ain't fucking no sister without getting her something up front. I ain't fucked too many black bitches off of prom. I'll tell you that. I had to give you something. I done took your kid to the football game or something I done.
Y'all walking in the game with matching hats and jerseys.
Yeah. So, you know, white women, yes, he said he was going to pay me. And then he fucked you and he ain't call your ass back no more. So I understand.
But dude facing 21 federal counts.
Yeah, he going to be gone. I feel like he shouldn't be gone. That's just my...
Because all he did was trick him.
All he did
was
trick him.
So what happened?
He drug you and rape you like Bill Cosby.
So if he pays you, then it's all good.
Exactly. That's what they saying.
But since he didn't pay you, it's rape?
He should not... Ladies, get mad all the fuck you want to. He should not go to jail because you agreed. He just didn't have the money. It's just like when you overdraft your account at the bank. It's the same goddamn thing. You didn't have the money, but the bank let you get the money. Don't get mad because I can't pay the bank back.
So if I'm rich, if I tell you I'm rich, I tell the chick I'm rich, and she sleep with me thinking she's going to get some money, and she find out I'm not rich, did I rape her?
No, you didn't rape her. When she was on that now twisting, it was all good.
I'm twisting it.
But I'm just saying, that's the truth, though. So that's your own damn fault, lady. If you didn't get your money up front, that's your goddamn fault. You deserve that dick that you got. Just chalk it up as a loss. It is what it is.
Oh, man, what we got going on next, GL? What's our next topic we got going on? Man, so are women embracing having a man's mentality? And what I mean by that, like, you know, I guess women then kind of got tired of, like, the double standards or whatever, you know, with guys being able to, you know, have sex without feelings and, you know, not having to be in a relationship and moving on to the next one. Nowadays, it seems like women like to do that now, too. You know what I'm saying? They're more liable to do things like that because they don't care about hurting people's feelings, you know, or whatever. Like, I guess, you know, like I said, I guess we probably did it first. So, but is it cool for, you know what I'm saying, women to do that now, or the double standard, you know, if that makes sense to you?
I don't think it's cool because I just don't fucking think it's cool.
I mean, you got to realize Rihanna didn't create not just her. But that's first person I thought of. And, you know, her whole song, you know what I'm saying, just another nigga on the hit list.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Women, is that's what y'all on now? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all just going to do us? Like, if y'all want to do it that way, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you got to realize we've been doing this since the beginning.
We created.
There's a lot of stuff y'all better than us in, but not that. Because at the end of the day, we ain't going to have them feelings.
No.
Most time we don't catch emotions off sex like y'all do.
Mm-mm.
And I know y'all claim y'all don't, but you know what I'm saying? All it take, let me tell you how I'm going to put you in your feelings real quick. So if we sitting there doing what we doing and it's just sex and you call me up because your car don't start and then, because it's cold and you want me to come jump your car off and I don't come do it, now you're mad. But we just having sex.
We just fucking.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, that ties us back to the beginning. Now you're going to have to go call your three up.
Yeah.
You're going to call your three to come do it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Not the dude that you was trying to talk to. I mean, you know, they play us like that anyway. They have a different dude for different things.
Oh, yeah. They got the I need my light bill paid, dude. They got the, he know how to fix cars, dude. They got the, he just a friend. I want to go out for a free movie and a drink, dude. They got all kinds of dudes. They got more options than we got. But the difference is, to me, y'all won't get a relationship. Y'all just get fucked.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing, man. I think that they don't want relationships no more. Not until cuffing season, which we're getting on if it ever get cold outside.
Yeah.
They still got on leggings.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Fucking wild.
I mean, it's still pumpkin spice weather out there. Pumpkin spice and Ugg weather.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking warm, man.
This fall is hanging on for real, man. Like,
you mean summer? It was hot today.
Yeah, 80 something.
84 degrees. That's summer. That's good weather. That's great weather.
I think so, man. But how can I put it into words? I don't know. This is the mentality they've been having for a while now. You know what I'm saying? Do they want to be independent or not? You know,
they only want to be independent
when it's beneficial to them.
Yeah.
And then they need a relationship, dude.
They need a relationship when it's time for some money things, or some money things, as Drake would say.
Yeah, bro. You never got caught in the crossfire by a girl that was, you know, trying to, you know, have a man's mentality or whatever. You ever got caught up like that?
No, I wish I had, but no.
So I guess I'm the one who's always going through the bullshit, huh?
Yeah.
I guess, man, I was dating this girl some years back. I mean, a hot man ago. Wow, I don't even remember what year it was. But, man, me and my homeboy at the time, you know, after I finish the story, you'll see why we ain't cool no more. But, but me and my homeboy at the time, we actually both met her at the same time. Me and him were so close, we both got her number. And we weren't going to, you know, share or nothing like that. But hell, we just gonna see, you know, what happened. He was actually a dude that, you know, more so didn't, you know, care to like try to be, you know, in a relationship, nothing like that. And I didn't really care for real. I didn't matter if I was or not. So this chick I ended up digging or whatever, and I had no problem, you know what I'm saying, with them both talking. All of us was talking, both, all three of us talking on the phone, you know, talking to them. You know what I'm saying? You're probably right.
Just ran the train on it. Everything would have been all right.
So me and this chick, we started like getting a little serious. Or I thought we was or whatever. And it gets back to me that she didn't cheat on me with my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I ended up, of course, he never, you know, admitted to it. But she ended up telling me about it. She was like, yeah, well, you know, you act like you was kind of, you know, starting to be serious with me. And, you know, I really liked you too. And I wanted to be serious with you. So I figured I'd ask your homeboy. I figured I'd ask your homeboy if you really was feeling me like that. And he told me that, nah, you got a whole bunch of girls. You got a whole bunch of girls. He don't care about you. So what I did was once he told me that, I just had sex with him. So I just figured I would get you before you got me. And I was, and that's a true story. She said, I was just going to get you before you got me. It took everything not to punch her face off, man.
We should have made her suck your dick on sight. Right, and he'd be like, you owe me, bitch.
Nah, man, but I wasn't cool with that dude no more. And, of course, me and her quit talking. But so I guess I'm the only one that fucked up shit like that happened to.
Yeah, because you lost, because he still got the pussy. And you don't talk to her no more. So you took a loss on that. You took a big fat L on that one.
Hey, man, let me keep those L's to a minimum. I don't take them like that no more. I used to. But that's crazy how that happened, man. GL, man, what we got to talk about next?
We're going to get on. Let's go ahead and get on this sex subject.
The sex. All right. What is bad sex? That's I had somebody text me that. My homegirl text me that and said we should talk about it on the show. First thing I thought was like, why don't you call into the show? like why everybody always text me personally on my phone about the show?
You see my phone on silent.
Like, get on the you know, the website. That's what it's for. But you know what I'm saying? It's all good. She's my homegirl, so I figured I'd talk about it or bring it up. You know what I'm saying? She asked, what's bad sex? And, Gio, off the top of your head, man, what makes bad sex, man?
What makes bad sex for me is when I don't get to catch the right type of nut that I'm looking for. Because let me tell y'all ladies something. First of all, it's levels to nutivity. Yeah, that's the word I just made up, nutivity. It's because sometimes it's just like smoking weed. A motherfucker can blow your nut. What I mean by that is women, it happens to me quite often. And what I'm saying is sex is sex. We can talk about, we're going to talk about oral sex because that gets blown, you know, that's bad. You can have some bad oral sex. And what I mean by that is a woman can be performing knob jobs. That's what I call a dick is a knob. So if you hear me say she twisting on a knob, that's what that means. You can have a woman twisting on your knob. You about to climax. But she stopped and won't keep twisting the knob. So that blows your high. That makes you have bad sex. But personally, vaginal sex is sex when a woman don't get wet. And I know a lot of people, somebody might be listening to the show. I was in a relationship a long time ago with a girl. Her pussy wouldn't even get wet. You can strike a match on her pussy and light on fire.
Oh, damn.
Sandpaper. Big dry as hell. You had to use a lot of KY and a whole bunch of shit. And that's just real. That ain't no made up shit. So I can't necessarily say, yeah, it was bad sex. Fuck. Sex is bad. It sucked. Horrible. Couldn't get wet. None of that. To me, lady, let me ask y'all a question. What's bad sex to a lady?
I think my homegirl, and we was, you know, having a dialogue about it. And she was just saying bad sex for a woman or her was when her expectations are one thing and she don't get it. Like,
oh.
if she thinks she's finna get her ass toe up and it don't last long, or maybe he's small or something like that. She's, you know, we didn't talk about it too much because I said we're going to talk about it on the show. But she just said that whenever her expectations of whatever she thought she was going to get, it don't happen. You know what I'm saying? I get that part of it. And you know, she was asking me, like, she was just curious of what made it bad for us. And, you know, she was pretty much saying, like, well, is it boring for guys? Or if it's bad for guys, if, you know, I think she called a pillow princess, some girl that just lays there and, like, st- starfish position and just lay on the bed. Like, is that boring or does that make bad sex? Like, I don't, I mean, yes and no. I mean, because it can be good if she's just sitting there, I guess.
I don't give a fuck what you do.
Because, I mean, let's go back to the level. If you're three and she is six, it's the best you never had. You'll take that sandpaper. If you take that sandpaper, if she an eight and you a four,
yep,
you'll take it. It'll be like fucking Aquafina down there.
Yep, you're right.
Just to them. It's mental. A lot of it's mental.
Have you ever had a starfish, bitch?
Yeah, of course.
You know what? I ain't never had no starfish, bitch.
Yeah.
I would like to have like a starfish. You just had somebody
just lay there. Just lay there. Or whatever. I didn't care. You know what I'm saying?
You feel finished.
Of course. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you just have different types, man. You have some that I wouldn't say be too much for you, but some that's like, man, like, are you a porno star? Like, how much practice did you have? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you a five-star general in sex? Like, we just got together, so, like, somebody done wore you out.
So I tell you that
stuff. And then taught you, you know what I'm saying, taught you some stuff. So, I mean, like, that, I don't know. Yeah, is that a turnoff? If you if you having sex with a chick for the first time and she just super advanced, not that you are, that you don't know how to handle it, but just the fact that she, like super aggressive.
Well, I done had a super aggressive girl. She done threw me on the bed and tried to bend my legs back. I said, wait, bitch, wait.
What'd you say that?
You know how you cock a bitch's legs back? She was trying to get to my balls. My balls, this was when I was young. They was all tight and shit. You know, that's before I got old and they look loose now. But, she, you know, aggressive bitch, it scared me. I was at Uncle Bubba's house. Yeah, shout out to Uncle Bubba. Yeah, I was at my Uncle Bubba's house and I was in that back room with her and it just, you know, she threw me on the bed and started trying to, like, wrestle me like Kurt Angle. I'm like, wait a minute, bitch. You was going too hard in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, so she was a little advanced and come on, Gerald. Fuck me, Gerald. She was older than me.
I think you're talking about that. I ain't heard that story so long.
Come on, Gerald. Fuck me. Fuck me right now. So she was telling me, I was like 19. It scared the life out of me, and she was like 31. So I'm like, come on. She on side of it. She came over my house with a whole fucking fuck kick bag. That's the first time.
A fuck bag.
That's the first time I ever seen, like, a fuck bag. She had oils and all this extra shit. I'm like, bitch, you ain't even done no grease on my ass. What's this grease for? She's shaking it in her hand. It had me nervous. So I didn't really super enjoy it because she was a novice and I was novice and she was a fucking expert and it, you know, and it was just, man, that was a freaky time right there, man. She taught me something. She was an old head, man. She told it and she was telling me I walked too far.
I think, do you feel like it got to be extra to make it good? Like, gosh, man, you know, this 100-proof radio, I just say it. You know what I'm saying? So if she already on the knob, I mean, is it a turn off when she don't, like, swallow or do
no,
all that?
No,
is that a turn off?
No, I don't. Look, ladies, shout out to all my side hoes. Listen up, let me tell you something. I got some good ones that's on here that they can tell. You can, I don't, once it's in your mouth, once I'm done nothing, I don't give a fuck if you spit, you swallow it, you go spit it in the trash. Well, just keep sucking until you get it all out. That's just my whole opinion. That's my personality.
Yeah, and this is a raunchy subject. You know what I'm saying? We 100 Proof Radio. If you got some lighter stuff y'all want us to cover, call in and tell us. We got somebody want to speak on probably the subject or whatever they want to speak about. It really don't matter to us. So once we go ahead and tell your name and where you're from, what you want to talk about. What's up, caller? What's your name? Where you from?
Man, it's Jay from Behan. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, man? What you want to talk about today, man?
Man, we've been talking about bad sex then, you know, since the topic of discussion. GL, you need to stop fucking my old bitches with the dry pussy. You're going to let me go, sir.
I done had it. That lets you not have been around the way. You may have some bad pussy, too, I'm pretty sure.
I had some bad mouth. I ain't fucking on 78-year-old, but, you know, I had some bad pussy, though. No, nigga, not for it to be dry like that. But anyway. But I feel you, man. It's hard to have bad coochie unless, like you said, it ain't wet or that bitch missing the corner off of it or something. You can't can't catch a corner, but most oral sex it is, you know, a lot of bitches with little miles trying to suck dick. I don't know what that's about though. It's you got, you know, you got gerbil, you got gerbil teeth or something up there, like a rat biting on your head. And a lot of holes.
Go ahead, extend it,
man. Oh, no, I'm just saying, but for the most part, that is. You know what I'm saying, you know, I've had the pillow princesses, and Malone is a good pussy. It don't matter if she's throwing it back or not, though. So, you know, like, shoot, I probably do her a disservice. Hell, I'm probably being that bitch 3 or 4 strokes. It was good. I wouldn't know if she was a pillow princess or not. But,
a bitch got to get them balls when they see. You know, I had one girl. I said, look, man, when I was talking to one of my side hoes, I said, you get the top of that pole. Get the bottom of them balls, the bottom of them. I shave my balls just for you.
I do the same thing. I tell everybody, I said, man, shave your balls. You don't do nothing else, shave your balls. You know, hey, they need love too. I said, I got a chick, I call her Ball Licker. I got a chick in my phone now named Ball Licker. I was saying the best hit I ever had in my life. Like, she washed my balls. Yeah, but anyway, but yeah, man, y'all keep doing your thing, man. I just want to hit you up, man. Y'all been supposed to hit the show up for a long time and never did. But I be having shit to do, man. Shot though. But anyway, man, y'all keep continuing your thing, man. I'm gonna listen every Sunday. As long as y'all around. Right. But it was good talking to y'all.
Appreciate it.
All right, Jason, man. Appreciate you calling in, man. Be safe, bro. All
right then.
Shout out to Jason for calling in and chopping it up with us for a little bit, man. What else we got on, Gio? We done with this subject? What else we gotta talk about?
Yeah, we done with this subject. So ladies, it really ain't no bad thing. Just keep a lot of KY jelly and, you know, open up that mouth. My favorite thing, I have one of my old side bitches, my favorite quote was her when she used to call me when I used to call. She said, GL, come on over here, baby, because all doors are open. That's my favorite thing to hear from one. When I can go anywhere I want to, that's the greatest thing. When all doors are open, that's the best thing you can have.
I can't believe I forgot when you told me that one story when you was like, come on, GL. Come on, Gerald. Come on.
Oh, fuck, because I'm too old to me, though, man.
I forgot about that story.
Come on, Gerald. Come on, give it to me now. Come on now. Quit playing. She talked to me like I was tired. It kind of had me scared. I'm like, bitch, I'm giving you all 6.9 inches I got.
I forgot about that. That shit was funny as hell, man.
Oh, man.
We're going to gear up for this last subject or whatever. If y'all were trying to get in to the show, go ahead and call in 215-383-5878. Subject we got is, can you be serious with someone that's bisexual? Like, can you be in a serious relationship with them?
Can you be in a serious relationship with a bisexual? First of all,
whether it's guy, girl, or whatever.
I'm gonna say that anyway. No, if you a dude and you think you bisexual, first of all, you gay. I ain't gonna say the F word. I'm just gonna say you gay, which is true. It ain't no such thing as no bisexual man. We're gonna cut that. But could I be in a relationship with a bisexual woman? Fuck yes. Yes, I can. But the women that she fuck with got to fuck me and they can't be studs. Because I'm tired of these studs. They even took over the world.
Why you say that?
Because, I mean, they ain't even in a rap game now. No, Joker. Whatever. They young man, they crazy about. But if I can be with a woman that's going to bring another woman that look like her. I'm with it. You can be in. I can do that. Could you be in a bisexual relationship? Could you do it?
Probably just. I don't know, man. I'm so selfish though, man. I'm a Leo. I like the attention. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Like, if I don't have your undivided attention, man, that doesn't work for me. You know what I'm saying? Not nobody. The question was, can you be serious? And for me, no, I cannot be serious. You know what I'm saying? If it was somebody I'm just fucking around with and she like girls. And whatever, that's a little different. I might can be a little lean on that.
Yeah.
But as far as a serious relationship, not me, because I'm too selfish. Like, I'd be, you know, if, you know, call it whatever you want. But you know what I'm saying? If you know, if I'm in a serious relationship, you know, with, you know, my woman or whoever, and, you know, she started talking to girls, and, you know, and I come home with some flowers for her, and she already got flowers from
her.
She
got number flowers.
Because my flowers ain't gonna mean nothing to her. It's the first person who did it.
No, it ain't. It's how you
finish. Nah, don't let them lie to you. Don't let that motherfucker lie on you. Is it easier to recover? If somebody lie on you, who wins? The person who told the lie first or the person who coming up trying to change somebody's mind? It's whoever got it out first.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Depends on what type of lie it is, too, then.
Shit, motherfucker believe anything if it's bad enough, if they want to.
Well, me personally, I could be in a serious relationship with a woman that, you know, that like women, too. First of all, because I view myself like Randy Moss. I take plays off, baby. So if I'm off this play, hey, go kick it with your girl. Leave me the fuck alone.
And it just depends on really, you know, your age and experience if you can deal with it. Because some people can deal with it. Like, you might look at it like, hey, it might be just a phase my girl going through. She liking girls right now.
I love
it. You know what I'm saying? It might be a phase.
You ain't turning down Megan Good and Rose like top. You'd be serious with both of them.
You said I'd be serious with both of them?
You'd be serious with both of them.
I mean, it's going to blow up in your face eventually. Because somebody's going to get jealous, man. Somebody is bound. You're dealing with, I ain't say dealing with females. One of them going to get jealous.
It's just like a bill. They coming anyway. She's going to get jealous of something anyway. That's just how I look. I don't give a damn if you got one woman.
You're going to end up being swingers if you're trying to be serious with, somebody's bisexual. You're going to be in swingers.
You ain't going to be no swingers. You don't want nobody else. You just don't want no pipe, no extra pipes in there.
I had a real short relationship with somebody that was a chick that was bisexual or whatever. And she liked girls. I ever told you about that?
No, you should have sent them my way.
Man, we weren't even cool back then.
I don't give a damn. Find an ass in the
gym. She married to a dude.
Even better. Me too. I'm married too.
But anyway, man, like, I wouldn't say I get jealous easy or nothing like that, but like I said, I demand a lot of attention. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if I'm the thing about me personally, you know, is I always try to give what I expect back.
That's your fuck up right there. You first of all, let me say you ain't Jesus.
I'm not.
He don't keep giving, don't expect nothing. You feel what I'm saying? So,
well, yeah, it just makes me disappointed all the time.
You're gonna find yourself in a, it's just like going to work. Hey, you don't go to work doing no extra work no more.
But you go to get paid, you're getting some.
Exactly. So, with that being what I'm saying, you can't just go by and be like, hey, I can't expect nothing. I don't expect nothing from nobody. So, I guess that's why I can do
it. Well, I'm not as bad about that as I used to be. But, you know, that particular chick I was talking to, man, like, I was trying to, you know, be with this girl, and man, and she ended up, you know, like I said, the black chick, and she ended up liking white dudes. So now I got to worry about her liking black dudes and white dudes. And then she started liking girls. So I'm like, man, everywhere you go is a target. Like, I got to worry about the white dude looking at you. I got to worry about, you know, Tyrone looking at you. I got to worry about Teresa looking at you.
So what you should have did, you should have pimped her ass out.
I'm like, man, you liking everything right about now. Like, ain't much I can do with that.
Most of them do. Yeah. Most women
like
everything.
The moral of the story is, why is anybody even being serious? But we got somebody want to speak on one of these subjects. Well, we let you in. Go ahead and say your name and where you from. What's up, caller? What's your name? Where you from?
What's up, fellas? This is Q calling from Huntsville.
What's up, Q? Which one's chopping up with us about today, man?
Man, there ain't no way you can be serious with somebody in a relationship like that. Not me personally. It ain't going to work.
Well, Wise, what's the problem you got with it? Let's just say it's, because we all going to assume that it's another girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what's the problem?
Of course.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What's the problem with that?
Somebody, like you said, Shaki, somebody going to get jealous sooner or later. Somebody going to be getting enough attention. You're going to be putting the pound game on one. Let's just say it's your wife's best friend or one of her close friends. Or hell, it don't matter. It be some total stranger. You're laying the dick down to her real nice. She going to start looking like, well, damn, you don't be putting it down on me like that. You be trying to fuck me like a hoe, but you treating her like she the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, you can't win. It's a woman you're dealing with, man. It's a catch-22. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So why even go through that, man? It's like fucking. Sooner or later, you got to bust a nut. All good things must come to an end.
You said something then, man. So go ahead and ride the wave while you can, but don't expect nothing long term.
It ain't going to be long term. Maybe a good 2 weeks if that.
You said
It may be 2 weeks. It may be 2 hours. Cause as soon as you finish, if y'all laying there and they on either side of you, they gonna, one of them gonna look at you like, oh, I hate that motherfucker.
I know, man.
Can't win.
I think you can find two bitches, man, that just be cool with it. But the thing is, it's not gonna be long term, man.
It ain't gonna be long term. T-Pain does it.
Hey, Tom got three wives, man. So it can be done.
That nigga from Africa, though.
The nigga
boy, Jeff's in Utah got several wives, but hell. It just ain't gonna work with the sister. Because, well, man, y'all already know. It's hard enough. It's hard enough if you got one you fucking, and then you try to sneak off and go sleep with another one. And you talking about two black women in the same bed? Man, come on, man. That ain't going to work. Like Shaki said, it's going to be a short ride. It's going to be real short.
You're
going
to come home,
she's
going to try to dump some hot grits on your ass.
Both of them.
They ain't dumping no hot grits. They ain't cooking no more. What you talking about?
Well, even once you come home, they both then ganged up and took all your shit, and you left with a futon and a couple of DVDs.
Xbox gone. I'm killing somebody.
Yeah,
all right. Anything else you want to share with us before we let you get up out of here?
Hey, man, y'all boys keep doing y'all thing. I'll catch up with y'all later.
I appreciate you calling in, bro.
All right, peace.
Shout out to Q for calling in, man. He's one of our regular callers, and shows us love, man. Y'all don't be scared to call in, man. It's we ain't gonna go ham on you too bad. And I know we done had a real explicit show. This is probably one of the most explicit shows we've ever done.
It sound normal to me.
Sound normal. But I mean, all it takes is somebody to, you know, call in and talk about something else. You know, we just be freestyling and talk about whatever we got going on the top of our head.
Yeah.
And if it turned that way, it just do.
It turned might go left and might go right.
Y'all, I mean, hey, y'all don't want to hear us talk about Donald Trump no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I asked GL twice if he wanted to talk about Kevin Gates, and he said
no.
Nah. No. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it ain't nothing. I guess, you know, all he did was he kicked the bitch off the stage, and then he got to do 6 months in jail. Yeah, I mean, I'm like, fuck him. I ain't really like him. Hey, since we're on the music tip, Trap or Die 3-5, Young Jeezy's new Trap or Die is good. So if you ain't down.
Is it a full album?
It's a full CD. Four album is good, real good.
We should listen to it
on. I got Slacker Radio, and I thought you could burn me a copy. No, I'm just saying. Well, they give you 2 weeks free, so if you download it now and put it on your phone, you can listen, you know, for, you know, any album you want for 2 weeks.
Don't let GL lie to y'all, man. This dude got Apple Music, got Tidal. He got all this stuff, man. He can afford all that.
I
stopped listening right when he said you can bring it up for 2 weeks free on your phone. Like, what makes you think I got enough data to listen to anything? I can barely even open my damn Facebook. My data been done.
Man.
I need to give you about three. I'm not with none of them. I'm with Family Mobile, man. T-Mobile's been getting me for years, man. My bill is like half of what it was now.
Well,
I actually got more data with family.
Well, I'm unlimited.
We ain't finna give them too much promotion because they ain't paying us.
Yeah, fuck you, T-Mo. Anyway, shit, liable not to work while I live in anyway. We on Wi-Fi now.
Oh, man. Gio, what else you got going on, bro?
Man, I don't got too much of nothing going on, man. I don't got too much of nothing.
Damn, we got something coming with stuff for next week. We gonna get ready to close the show, man. I appreciate everybody who called in today. Y'all go ahead and I appreciate y'all supporting us. Go ahead and tell one of your friends. Don't forget about the GoFundMe page that I mentioned earlier for Marshall Sanderson. What else, GL? What you got going on? When you gonna do some comedy?
You got
anything signed up yet?
Well, I'm going to the Copperhead this Wednesday. Remember I told you that I was going last Wednesday, but my job held me over. You know how that go. But anyway, I'm on a 5-day little vacation starting next week. So I'm gonna get this comedy shit rolling. You see, Raw Dog just called in the show. Shout out to Raw Dog for letting me know they got a comedy club opening up, but that's the dude that put me on. You know what I'm saying? So I am coming back to do this shit. And you gotta be there to, you know, Facebook Live and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only way I see people, you know, that are really just, you know, I ain't gonna do it on my handheld camcorder. I'm just gonna have you on my damn phone. We're gonna do the shit live for him when I do come back.
Go ahead and get your real camcorder. You're going to do it right, man. Might as well.
Yeah, but I'm saying I still want people to see it.
Oh, I know what you mean. What's going on.
Why I'm live to get more people and, you know, to grow our show and you know, all that shit, man. I just, you know, I appreciate everything.
Y'all just keep supporting us. Tell a friend about us. We're going to grow. Yeah, you know, we're going to keep this thing growing. Go ahead and, you know, write us. And I was talking shit, but text us and let us know, you know, what y'all want us to talk about.
Next week,
Next we got a real interactive show, so just let us know, Ian, and what y'all want us to talk about. We talk about anything y'all want to.
Anything.
All right, man, GL, we're going to see these people next week for episode 9.
Episode 9.
And
damn, 9 weeks, man.
I'll catch y'all next time, man.
Hey.
Escobar season has returned. It's been a long time. It's been a long time coming. It's life or death for me, man. But you know, there's no turning back now. This is what makes me. This is what I am, Bill.
You can hate me now.
QB.
But I won't stop now.
Real niggas,
cause I can't stop now.
Braveheart.
You can hate me.
Come on,
but I won't stop now.
Do it now. Don't hate me. Hate the money I see. Clothes that I buy. Ice that I wear. Clothes that I try. Close your eyes. Picture me rolling. Sixes. Money falling. Bitches. Honey that's swollen. The